All right, so you all sent this in lyrics, right? Pippa the Ripper, this like online persona thing. Let's dive into it.
Mega idol, she calls herself.
Yeah, mega idol, which, okay, already tells you something
A
wrong.
lot to unpack there. And that name, Pippa the Ripper.
Intense. I mean, where do we even start with a name like that?
Well, it grabs your attention, right? Like in music especially, so often it's about the persona as much as the actual person.
It's like setting the stage. You hear the Ripper and you think, well, you think certain things, but then you look at these lyrics,
What do you see?
kind of.
Yeah.
Well, she talks about starting as like just this kid with a dream, but then fate really sucked. So she finds this other way, right? A way I could shine, he says, in this crazy life of mine. It's like she's finding herself online, you know?
That resonates, doesn't it? This whole idea of like finding a way to shine in the digital world. It's a very now thing, I think, to feel that pressure to create this image, this
Matt, it makes
persona.
you wonder, though, how much of that is Pippa, you know, how much is her versus the image she's built up.
Right, exactly. It blurs the lines. Like, is this Pippa's way of coping, or is is Pippa the Ripper the real deal?
And then just when you think you're starting to get a handle on it, bam, intense bomb-igniting thoughts.
Well, yeah, that's a choice.
Seriously, what's going on in her head?
Well, you got to think about the context. Music often uses like exaggeration, right?
Yeah.
Hyperbole, especially in genres where it's about being larger than life.
True, but still, bomb-igniting thoughts. That feels pretty loaded, even for a song.
Exactly. It makes you pay attention. And look at the other lyrics. Save the world. Fight till the end. Shockwaves in your brain. This isn't just about being edgy. It feels like she's trying to make a statement,
Shake things up a bit.
at least. But then there's this weird contradiction, right? Because she calls herself the Ripper, this like almost violent image. But then she talks about saving the world.
Yeah, I don't get it. Those two things don't really go together, do they?
Maybe that's the point. This clash, this tension. It forces you to confront your assumptions. Like, what makes a savior? Can someone be both destructive and trying to do good?
It's making my brain hurt.
That's good. It's supposed to make you think. And just when you think you've figured her out, it shifts again, right? Suddenly, it's like she's reaching out directly to the listener.
You're not alone. Yeah, you're a part of me. It's vulnerable, almost, in a song that's otherwise kind of in your face.
It adds a whole other layer to this Ripper persona. Because now it's not just about shock value, it's about connection, acknowledging those darker feelings we all have and saying, hey, it's okay, I feel them too.
So it's like even if she's this Ripper figure, she's still trying to find a community.
Maybe we all are, that need to belong, to not feel alone, even in the dark stuff. It's pretty universal.
So then where does that leave us with Pippa the Ripper? What's the takeaway?
I don't know if there is one single takeaway, but isn't that part of what makes art so interesting? It makes you ask questions, it challenges your assumptions,
Yeah.
and in this case, it makes you think about the masks we all wear.
Right. Especially online. Like, how much of ourselves do we show? How much do we hide? And is there a way to be truly authentic, even when we're presenting a certain image to the world?
Big questions, and I don't think there's an easy answer, but maybe just asking them is a start.
And for anyone listening, that's something to think about. Where does your online persona end and the real you begin? Let us know what you think.